Crawford was last seen on February 4th. Several days later, police found his yellow Chevy Suburban, packed with his bike and other possessions, parked near the Banana Point boat launch ramp about 25 miles south of town. A witness told police they had seen Crawford driving south by himself on Mitkoff Highway with his kayak on the roof of the Suburban. On February 7th, a local resident found Crawford's kayak and a life jacket he had borrowed on the rocks of Wilson Island near Banana Point. The search effort turned up no sign of Crawford's body. Crawford left a suicide note in the vehicle saying goodbye to his family. He also sent an email to himself that was recovered by family members. In that email, he wrote to an investigator with the Juneau Police Department and said he was a suspect in the late December rape case and confessed his guilt. He wrote that he had planned to turn himself in but decided to kill himself instead. Crawford's mother requested the hearing this week and described her son as despondent before he went missing. She said Crawford had slipped on the ice, injured an ankle, and was not able to work because of the injury. A brother and sister-in-law testified that Crawford talked to them about killing himself. One witness at Wednesday's hearing pointed out a curious note about the disappearance. Crawford's kayak was found upwind from the boat launch ramp, requiring him to paddle against the prevailing wind before he capsized. Friends and family testified he was a strong swimmer, an experienced kayaker, and able to take care of himself in the woods. Crawford had worked in Petersburg on several fishing vessels. According to an obituary in the Chronicle, a Lewis County, Washington newspaper, Crawford was born in Wyoming, grew up in Centralia, Washington, and graduated from Washington State University in 2007. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.